Bibles, again, we call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Luke. Out of the sixth chapter, I'll pick up reading where she left off. She left off at 26. I'll begin reading at 27 through 31. Right. The Bible reads, "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smite thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." Supporting scripture this morning coming from Paul's writing to the Galatians. Very familiar passage, Galatians 6 and 7. The Bible reads, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. "And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." On the basis of those verses, we like to speak from the thought of subject. If you look at the person beside you and tell them, what goes around, comes around. Friend, like the lowly Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is that friend. And he is the only friend that will lay down his life. He's already laid it down for your sins and for my sins and because of his love for us. And it's a good thing to be called a friend of Jesus. We live our lives trying to acquire friends on this side of life. And if you're able this morning to say that you have some friends, then you're saying a lot. And if you don't have any friends, then I feel somewhat sorry for you this morning. But all of us at least got one friend. Because he's your friend whether you want to be friends or not. And there are those of us, even in our earthly walk, we got some friends that are friends whether they want to be our friends or not. They don't have any choice. There are even some folk that may not like you that you like. And they can't make you not like them. So we got to be very careful sometimes. We allow too many things to get between us and friendship, to get between us and the love that God said that we are to have one for another. We allow too many things to get in the way of ours, even our service for the Lord, because so many times it's all about I don't have this and I don't have that, or I'm going through this and I'm going through that. But whatever you're going through, you got to understand that you serve a God that has promised to go with you every step of the way. We can clearly see this morning that time waits on no man, for it steadily moves along. It seems like it was just yesterday that I was standing in the same spot saying this is the first Sunday of the year. And a week has already passed. It was just like the blink of an eye, and a week has already gone. So this lets us know that time moves on, and we got to move with time. We can't continue to leave things on the back burner. We can't continue to procrastinate and say that I'm going to do and don't never get around to doing it. Every now and again, you got to pull it off the back burner and give it some attention. We got to be mindful that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. It doesn't matter whether it's raining or whether it's sunny, whether it's snowy or whether it's sleeting. It is still a day to be thankful. God has allowed us to be counted amongst the living, and we got a lot that we got to be thankful for. We ought to be thankful even for the mere fact that we can feel the rays of the sunshine or we can see the sunshine. We ought to be glad to know that we need all of these things, because if we didn't need them, God wouldn't send them our way. And it's only by his grace and by his mercy and because of his love that any of us can say that we are still here. Life as we know it is full of uncertainties. We don't know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. There was a time that we used to clarify that I don't know what's going to happen one day to the next, but you don't even know what's going to happen in the next hour. All you know is that we have this moment right now, and in this moment, we are supposed to be attentively praising and worshiping the power of a mighty God. We're trying to hear what thus said the Lord our God so that we can have an idea of what God would have us to do in this life that he has given us. We got to understand that the life that we live, it is not ours to just do whatever we want to do with. The Bible declares that we have been bought with a price. And when you think about the price that were paid for us to have peace of mind, for us to be able to have something to shout about, a lot of us ought to be able to say that I thank God for the power of Jesus the Christ. We got to know that even in the uncertainties of life, in the midst of all of the sickness that has been around us, all of the death, people are still being healed. Babies are still being born. So we got to understand that life in itself still goes on. And what we got to find is that even though you might be going through today, don't let today dictate to you what your tomorrow is going to be. Learn how to take it one day at a time and not let it just be mere words. You may have been out there struggling and you've been trying to make ends meet. You've been trying to find a job. You've been trying to find peace of mind. You've been trying to get that closer connection back with God. And as you try to do those things, the enemy, what he does is he throws different things in your way to hinder you from making progress. So what we got to have in our mind is that I got my mind made up that I'm going to continue in the press. Now, I already said I don't know what to expect throughout the day, but I'm going to press on anyway. We got any folk that got in their mind that I don't know what I'm going to be faced with, but I'm going on anyway. And as I go and as I face with something, I know that I serve a God that is able to keep me in the time of trouble. If I'm going against something that God needs to lift me up, I serve a God that can lift me up over my troubles and over my sorrow. Anybody hear what I'm talking about? I serve a God that when I don't feel like going, that he still gives me the energy to go on anyhow. I serve a God this morning that when I feel like that I am so weak, he renews my strength and let me know that I am strong. Anybody in here tired of being tired, tired of feeling down and out, tired of always walking around mumbling and complaining, walking around with your head hung down all the time? You need to stop looking at the ground and look up to the hills, knowing that that's where your help comes from. Anybody tired of being down and out? You ought to have something this morning to praise the Lord about. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I don't care what they come to do. I come to preach this morning, and I'm going to let it go and let it out. See, that's one thing I thank God for is that whatever he gave you is yours. So if you want to sit on it, you sit on it. But every now and again, you ought to get up off of it. You ought to let something move down on the inside. If you got anything down on the inside, the Bible says every day, everything ought to have breath, ought to praise the Lord. I just heard Bertie say, you got to move. Yeah. When the Lord gets ready, yeah. You got to move. Yeah. You might not be quite ready yet, but when God gets ready, yeah. You going to move. Yeah. When God gets ready, if you can't move, you're going to wish you could move. Yeah. The Bible declared that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, for he has already overcome the world. So all we got to do is trust and believe in him. Walk by faith and not by sight. I believe that the more we lay on God, the lighter the load will be that we got to carry around. We talk about bringing it to the altar and leaving it there. But how many of you know you bring it to the altar and a lot of you take it right back home? You just can't seem to let it go, but you got to have a place where you can just let it go. If you're going to walk by faith, then you got to drop it and let it go and move on and know that God is going to work it out. How many of you know in here that you are carrying some burdens on your shoulder? Anybody got any burden that they're carrying on their shoulder? If those burdens ever get a little heavy, well, where the Bible says cast aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset you, those are nothing but stumbling blocks. Trying to get your mind off of what you're trying to do. Trying to get you off focus. Some of you are not necessarily just carrying the load, but some of you got such a load that you're dragging your way through. You know how it is when you get so much on you, and then you hear somebody jump up and testify, the Lord won't put no more on you than you can bear, but you over here suffering. And you don't believe like they believe. You don't have that same faith walk that they have. So you're beginning to question, what God is you talking about? Because I'm still going through hell over here. But you got to believe and trust God enough to know that your time is going to come. Anybody know that you got a season? You got a season where you're going to come out of your rut. You got a season where it's going to be your time for a door to open up. It's going to be your time to have peace of mind. It's going to be your time to find real love. It's going to be your time to know that everything is going to work out for your good if you love God. Stop loving yourself so much. We're in the process, as we talked about last week, getting the spiritual alignment. And I found out that it wasn't going to happen all in one setting. You know how it is? Sometimes you think you can go in and fix everything. When you come to this spiritual walk, you're going to have to take some time out. You got to learn how to, you know what that word say, tarry? That means you got to hang around for a little while. You can't jump in and get it and just jump right back out. A lot of you like that instant stuff, but how many of you know that every time you get something instant, there's something missing in there? It doesn't have the substance. So I don't want instant religion. I don't want an instant praise. I want a praise that's going to stay with me for a little while. I want to pray that I don't necessarily have to fall in the floor and foam at the mouth, but I want to pray that I just don't know what to do with myself. Anybody ever get so happy that you don't know what to do with yourself? You shout and you can't shout it out. You cry and you can't cry it out. You just can't run it out. It's just still down on the inside. And then when you get home, you start meditating and thinking about it. And you realize that I don't have Sharon, I don't have the drama, I don't have nobody saying amen, but I still got a praise in my hand. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That you can praise God all by yourself in the comfort of your own home. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord loves me so much that I thank God for his love. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Anybody know anything about that love? Anybody got that kind of love? Anybody want that kind of love? Hallelujah! Thank you, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That's what I come to tell you this morning. If we're going to be what God wants us to be, we got to learn how to love one another. Put all our petty indifferences aside. Whole lot of us don't even like one another. And trying to say hallelujah anyhow. You need to hallelujah yourself and sit down and wait on the power of a mighty God. And know that the God that you serve, the God that you serve, he'll do what nobody else can do. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You got to be a believer and know this morning that the power of a mighty God, the love of God, love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth and endureth all things. Love will never fail. Whole lot of us say we got love. All we got is lip service. Because your love is conditional. But I thank God that I serve a God that got a love that's unconditional. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I didn't mean to get this excited. Hallelujah. But something down on the inside. See, when I turn my little spirit and I begin to let it flow, Don't matter what you think about it. All I need to do is tell you the truth. Now, what goes around comes around. Let's get these facts right quick. Paul says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, those of us that are so spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall we have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. You hear what I'm saying? You're going to be able to point the finger. Nobody else is going to carry the load for you. When you get there before the judgment seat of God, you're going to stand there for what you've done, not what nobody else has done. For the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. In other words, you can't fool God. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So I just stopped by to let you know this morning that the same seeds that you sow, that's the kind of harvest that you're going to get. So if you've been sowing the seeds of lying and backstabbing and everything but a child of God, then don't get all excited, because what goes around comes around. It might not be the same one that you told a lie on, but somebody going to tell a lie on you. It might not be the same one that you said that you never give a helping hand, but there's going to be somebody that's going to have to give you a helping hand. What goes around comes around. Now, the golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So now, the Bible says that we have blessings, and then he gives us some woes. Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. So in other words, if you don't have it right now, you're blessed anyhow. Be happy anyway. Because I don't have it today, but I know I'm going to get it. So that's why I'm happy anyhow. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. So when you get bent all out of shape because of the haters in your life, everybody that you know don't like you, everybody that run up in your face don't care nothing about you, everybody that pat you on your back don't mean you good. But you got to understand that all you got to do is just be you. All you got to do is learn that even though they hate you, even though they may separate from your company, everything is still going to be all right. Why? Because you can rejoice in that day. And the Bible says, leap for joy. Every now and again, you ought to be blessed enough to even have enough enthusiasm to at least show some kind of sign that you are a child of the King. You ought to be able to show some kind of sign that I might have been hungry one day, but I'm full because of the power of a mighty God. But then, let's look at the woes. Woe, in other words, be warned unto you that are rich, for you shall receive your consolation. In other words, when your riches satisfy you, and you just satisfied in what you got, then that's all you got is what you got. But how many of you know what you got not going to save you? What you got not going to the graveyard with you? What you got, they don't need it up in heaven and heaven's gate. The Bible says, ooh, I feel this. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall be hungry. Those of us that got our cupboards running over, don't get the big head. Just because you got it today, that don't mean that you're going to have it tomorrow. So you ought to learn how to share while you can. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep a little bit late. You know how when everybody else got a little trouble, it's so funny to you then. But what about when it hits your house? What about when it hits your children? Is it funny then? Or you want to throw your nose up in the air then? But you better learn how to go down on bending knee. I'm going to preach in a minute. Bible says. The Bible says, woe unto you when all men will speak well of you. See, I found out that folk will lift you up on a pedestal just to see how quick you'll fall back down. Anybody know any folk like that? When everybody's speaking well of you, you better be on the lookout. Because everybody that said that they love you just don't love you. But Jesus told me to tell you this morning that if you want to be a child of the King, if you say that you are a believer, then you got to learn how to do some hard things in life. When I began to read what God said do, I said, Lord, that's a whole lot to do. But the Bible said, he said, love your enemy. Do good to them that hate you. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Though they smite you on the one side, just turn the other side. And say, so you can hit that side if you want to. But how many of us always say, if you hit on the one side, I'm not going to turn my other cheek. But I want to be a little bit more like Jesus. My flesh might say, I'm not going to turn my cheek. But I thank God for the power of the Spirit. The Spirit will get down on the inside. And where I might have knocked your head off, God will pull my arm back. And say, don't mess with her right now, because I'll fight your battle. I'll do what I need to do. I'm going to give to every man that asks me. Because if you got something to give, you ought to give what you can. While you got something to give, I want to let somebody know this morning that it's going to be one day that you're going to be down and out. One day you're not going to have the thing that you want. But whatever you got today, you ought to be thanking God for what you got. Jesus said, love ye one another. Because what goes around comes around. You better sow the right kind of seed. Love one another as God has loved us. Stop talking trash about one another. But know that we are many members, but one body in Christ. And if one fall, all of us fall. But how many of you are willing to stand up on this journey, to stay in the press? We're going to run all the way, even to the end of the world. It doesn't matter what nobody else says. If they don't like it because you dance, dance anyhow. If they don't like because you throw your hands up, throw them up anyhow. I'm not here to satisfy you, but I'm here to please Almighty God. Anybody love the Lord? Anybody thank God? Anybody need a little more power? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! God is good all the time. What goes around comes around. If I keep on loving folk, somebody gonna love me. But if I be nasty and stay distant, nobody gonna want to be bothered with it. But Jesus said, love ye one another as he has loved us. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.